Steps with a step study sponsor, and my God that I have, and then whatever that group conscience all says, because I don't know what I'm supposed to say, but all that, I did it. And so that's why I can be here. So I came from an alcoholic home, and I say that, you know, I think a lot of us came from an alcoholic home, and my version of that is that I say my father was an alcoholic and that my mother was his enabler, okay? So I was born, and the way I was taught was through the lens of alcoholism. Like, everything I knew, everything I ate, drank, slept, played, learned to tie my shoes, everything I did came from a family that had this disease. And so my chances were less than average. And so I as it turns out, I'm here. And it was a long road for me to get here. I started coming to Alcoholics Anonymous when I was pretty young. I was 23, and I have a disclaimer. This is the first time I've ever spoken. I just finished the steps. So, mercy. Just send me a little mercy. I was 23, and I got into AA, and then there was a little stuff that went down, and then I went to a rehab, and I stayed clean for a long time. I dove deep into the fellowship of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I went to meetings, and I opened meetings, and I went to all kinds of AWOLs, and I did a whole bunch of stuff. And then at about 10 years sober, I was cured, and I didn't go to meetings anymore, but I stayed sober. You know, there's that but. I stayed sober, so it didn't matter. But then, these are my three phases. So phase one was this long phase of recovery in the fellowship. I did do some steps. I never made an amend, but I didn't really know what was going on. I really didn't know what was going on. So phase two comes in when I start using again, and I'm having a little trouble keeping it together. Like, honestly, I hear a lot of people say they didn't want to use. Every day I would say to myself, I don't want to drink. I don't want to drink. I don't want to drink. And I was never that. I was never that. I always stopped for somebody else. I always stopped so I could get things okay with my husband and my family. Serious. So that, of course, one regular night, not a big blow up at the end of phase two, just another night of trouble. And I was trying to think on the way down here, police were probably there. I think I remember, because it could have been another night, but I think that this night was my son and my husband were walking out the door, and of course I called the police because, you know, it wasn't my fault. And the police were coming in and they were leaving, and I'm going, and get out and stay out or something like that. And so that was not good. You know, it was like, there I went. I was all the way back, and then some. So my phase three starts when the next day my husband called and said he had spoken to my brother, who's right there, and he said, tell her she has to go to a detox. And I'm like, I was home and he was at work, and I listened. Like, that's a strange thing that I would go, oh, okay, I'm going to leave here and then go to a detox. Whatever. So I did. I was almost happy, a little bit, like maybe the gig was up, but I didn't know. I did what I was told to do. Why? I don't know. Maybe it was God. Maybe it was odd. So I went to this detox, and then I went to a recovery program that their only piece of literature is the Big Book. And we did daily reflections there. And so in that institution, I was able to go through all the steps. And, well, up till 7. And then you get out and there's aftercare and all that stuff. So that was good. And, okay, so where I'm at right now, when I was there, was I learned, like, we're talking about decades of AA. And that time, those 28 days, was the first time that I had ever, ever heard, even though I had done some work with Big Book Step Study, I had never heard that, like, step one tells us that we have a mental obsession coupled with a physical allergy. And I'm like, hold on. What? Like, I always thought that it was just we admitted we were powerless over alcohol and our lives had become manageable. And I didn't know. I mean, it was in the book, but even if I read it, I know I did because I went to a lot of meetings and I never got it. So that changed things for me when it just clicked some things in my head, and I was like, oh my God. Okay. So I stayed. Like, I stayed and I wanted to stay at that point. And so then they talked to us about step two. See, I have some notes because I'm scared. And step two, they said, was a step of hope. So the fact that I'm a chronic relapser, I had done a bunch of 1-2-3s. 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, and it didn't like stick. Like, so for me to do it again just felt like, oh God, is this gonna work? Is this where it's at? Like, anyway, so we'll get back to that. And so then we moved on. There's my little notes because I've lost my head. So we come to step three. And my sponsor says that step three is we made a decision. And so the decision is, or what she says the decision is that there's three frogs on a log, and two make a decision to jump off the log. So how many frogs are on the log? Well, there's three frogs on the log because they only made a decision. They didn't take any action. And I'm like, ugh, okay, what does that mean? And I really, because I'm scared at this point. You know, I started when I was 23, and I'm like 50. And I'm not anywhere, you know? Like, I spent a lot of years just like... So step three says that it's a simple program. And I'm thankful for that because I complicate things, but I really only know a few things. Like, I really only know what I'm told. So here in this meeting, in these meetings, I know what you told me. And I kind of believe that you know. So I'm going to try. So I'm still right here with this, I don't know. I'm going to just go along again. I'm just going again. And so the difference for me was this big book step study and the process in which we use. It's a little different than at a just a regular meeting. And it's not as scary as it used to be, but it still can be scary because the amount of truth that I have to deal with. So, one more thing. So when I say I do all this stuff, like I took step one and then I got out of treatment and I took step one, I took step two and I took step three. And so how that happened for me was I had to ask somebody to be my sponsor. Like I physically had to walk over to somebody and say, will you be my sponsor? And then I had to write it down to meet with her. And then I had to meet with her. And I'm not lying to you when I tell you that sometimes today I don't want to go. Like, I don't want to go to her house. Every time we meet, we make a date to meet again. And I think, 2 weeks, or however long. She's been away for a long time, and I'm like, but anyway, that's not true, but kind of. This is a nice chapter, and it says a lot of stuff, except for it says just a few things, and that is that we make a decision, and then we make a decision. We make a decision, and then we follow that decision through with some action. Step three, from what I'm told, because you people told me, doesn't have that kind of action. The next step is where we really have where we begin to have action in this program. So, where am I? Oh, that's another thing. I'm in this place in my life. It's kind of an all men's meeting. So I'm like, you know, we women get to a certain age, and then. You may not know some of you young people, but we can forget what we're saying in mid-sentence. And so I just forgot what I was saying in mid-sentence, so we'll try something else. Let me go here. So selfish and self-centeredness, that brings me back to step one. My sponsor told me that step one is we admitted we were powerless over alcohol, okay, and that our lives were unmanageable. And so what she tells me is that the unmanageability part of this is self-centeredness. And so some of the times that I didn't know, and I am assuming none of us knew, because otherwise we wouldn't have done all that self-centered stuff. So she said to me one time, and this is kind of off the, oh God. Well, anyway, so we'll go away from that. So I want to go all the way back over to here, and I want to say, what I did with my sponsor was I took the third step prayer. So that means that all this time that we've been meeting, we've read the first 63 pages, and we've talked about things, and we've learned about each other a little bit. And then we say this prayer together, and then she says, right, you get, right? And I say, and I lie, and I say, uh-huh. And she says, okay, so there's one more thing that I have to ask you. Are you willing to take somebody else through these steps? And I say, uh-huh. And the two things that I don't know is, why would anybody ever want to go through these steps with me? And how could I make it? When will I get there? How would that happen? Well, the same way that the first 63 pages happened is that I just called and I went to meetings and I just moved forward and I had a lot of help. I asked for help. You know, what had to happen with me was I had to be scared. I was really scared. When I was at this treatment place, there were people who were doing like pounds of drugs, okay? And I was doing like nothing. And they told me, I said, I think I'm sicker than they are. And my girl there, she said, you are. It got my head. It wasn't my physical stuff like these people were doing. And it was my head. My head was so full of fear and self-centeredness that I didn't even know. I didn't know. So all I can tell you is I did this, and it was great. And so, but the next thing that I want to say, which I think is the most important part of step three, even though it talks about step four, is down at the bottom of page 63, it says, after we did all this stuff with our sponsor and talked and whatever, this was only a beginning. If honestly and humbly we made an effort, sometimes a very great one was felt at once. Okay, so the point here is that this next line is the most important part of anything that I have to say up till this point. And that is, after I took this step three, all I did was make another appointment in my book, in my phone, to meet with her again. And I said, and she, next we launch out onto a course of vigorous action. The first step of which is a personal house cleaning. But the most important thing that it is it's at once. Like, we didn't wait. Like, there wasn't any difference between step one, two, three, or four. We just went ahead and made the next appointment to meet together. It says, though our decision was a vital and crucial step, it could have little permanent effect unless at once followed by a strenuous effort to face and to be rid of the things in ourselves which had been blocking us. Our liquor was but a symptom, so we had to get down to the causes and conditions. And so all I can tell you is that so far right here where I was, I just kept going. And I thank God and everybody else in this program for being there, because it's a fun kind of thing if I can go with it. So you can all say that you were at the first time that Mary W. spoke at a Big Book Step Study meeting, and next time you hear me when I'm so much better, you can go, wow, I remember the first time. Wow. So, and that's it. All right. Thank you.